celebrating 91 years of Farm Bureau. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Hundreds of Tennessee farmers from Mountain City to Memphis are in Franklin this week attending the 91st Annual Tennessee Farm Bureau Federation Convention. And since its beginning in 1921, the mission remains the same today. Marshall County dairy farmer Jimmy Ogilvie.
It's good to have a diverse group of people come together to work for one common goal, to help agriculture and keep agriculture in the forefront, because agriculture period is just going, is getting smaller and smaller, so we need a voice that can speak for us.
As part of their convention, the Farm Bureau leaders are taking part in educational sessions as well as their business session, where they will adopt policy resolutions that will guide the organization for the coming year. Dyer County row crop producer Tommy Rice.
From the time we get up until we go to bed at night, all the issues that are affecting us as farmers, all the way from taxes to health to environment to input costs, and having somebody like Farm Bureau, because we can't fight these issues individually as farmers. We have to have a collective action going with the state legislature and so forth and so on, and Farm Bureau is good that they help us with that.
The voting delegates from each of the state's 95 counties are taking part in the Farm Bureau business session. Loudoun County farmer David Richardson says this process becomes more important each year.
The older I get, the more I really understand and recognize the need to have an organization that will protect and watch the safeguards of our agriculture business, as well as our rural way of life.
There are over 300 voting delegates at the Farm Bureau business session, and the group will also hear an address from Governor Bill Haslam. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.